Distorted View Daily proudly presents Religious People Speaking in Tongues.
You know, signs and wonders are for the unbeliever, and you may be a believing unbeliever, but let me tell you, you see, signs and wonders always come to back the message, to back the gospel, to give glory to Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, God is about to release signs and wonders following true believers to shakaba, wah, ha, 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 to glorify the Lamb. Yay! To attest that he is God. Woo! And so right now we just release them lightnings. I thank you, Lord, for them lightnings. We just loose them lightnings in the glory and hail and them lightnings. The lightnings and the hail in the glory. May you tap into those treasure houses of hail and snow. And may your adversaries get dumped on in the glory. Shaka baba. It's finished. It's done. Your adversaries have been dumped on already. Shabba dabba ding dong.
Hey, Freaks, it's Wednesday, April 5th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, pulling your hair out for pain meds, plus a ratchet Uber encounter, a PDA-hating cam whore, and which moisturizer hates the Jews? All this plus your voicemails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Breathing a semen from the air does not get a woman pregnant. LOL, laugh out loud.
Yeah, Tim Henson with you back for the Wednesday podcast. Got a great show for you. I hope you're all around a television set tonight because the second installment of Stephen Asante's My 600-Pound Life will be airing. I don't know exactly what time. It's on TLC. Look it up yourself. If you miss it, fear not, I'll be watching and recording. So I thought I'd play a couple more clips from the first episode to whet your appetite. Speaking of big appetite, the first clip I have for you is Stephen being sent to his new apartment. This isn't a good thing. This is a very bad thing. He was supposed to be treated in the hospital, but he was so mean to the hospital staff.
I can care less who the fuck you are. Okay. But that dumb nigga, Danny, was in here, okay? I'm on the bed here for a half an hour. I got piss all over my fucking bed.
Yeah, I like to play those clips just so you won't have too much sympathy for Stephen Asante. Because, you know, once in a while you might forget he's just an awful human being, right? All right, so he's living in this apartment by himself. No one to really be with him 24 hours a day. He ends up getting, like, some sort of, like, social worker or nurse or something that comes by a few times a day. But this dude needs 24-hour surveillance. And you'll see why in just a second.
I don't like this.
There we go.
But I am a little curious about what my new place looks like.
My new place. Like, what is it with him and L's? So his dad's there, you know, getting him all settled.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay, thank you.
There you go.
Thanks, guys. I love rug.
He's like, I really like this place. Meanwhile, it's a completely empty apartment. There's only one, like, hospital bed in the corner. Nice accommodations.
Give me a phone and get the number.
For what?
Give me the number!
Give me a phone and get the number.
But what?
Number.
What?
Pizza.
Oh my God.
He hasn't been in the apartment 5 minutes and he's already requesting pizza. Now, like I mentioned, the father is really part of the problem because he's an enabler even after the father goes home to Rhode Island, right? He still calls in pizza orders for Stephen. But this first time, right, while the father is still at the apartment, he's like, can I have a piece? Because I haven't eaten all day. What do you think Steven's gonna say? Steven bought a large pizza. I'm sorry, the father bought a large pizza for Steven.
Well, can I have a piece? Buddy, I haven't eaten since 6 o'clock this morning. Can I have a slice?
You know, he hasn't been able to eat because everything is revolving around Steven, right? Transporting Steven, getting him set up in this apartment. It's all for him. It's all for Steven.
Either you say yes or no.
No.
You can hear him smacking his lips as he's eating that pizza. No.
Either you say yes or no.
Grazing like a fucking cow.
No.
You know you had to be eating that, right?
Yeah. I'm not going to mess up my weight loss. After this, I'm going back on the diet plan and sticking with it.
We're going to skip past all sorts of other great fun stuff. Like, why the fuck is Steven pulling out his hair? Why does he have huge bald spots in his head? We'll circle back to that in a second. But I want to fast forward to the part where they weigh in Steven. Because, you know, he said right there, he's not going to screw this up.
Today, I'm going back to see Dr. Zardin.
What does it say about me, like, in my mental state, that I want to see him fail? Like, nothing would bring me more joy than to see him climb on this scale and it read, like, 900 pounds. Like, since the last time you came in, you gained 400 pounds. I like to see people fail and suffer. That's healthy, right? All right, so let's see what happens here.
I cheated a few times. I'm a little worried. So Princess told me she'd come with me to be the...
Princess is his African-American helper, which is just great, because you know he loves the blacks.
So Princess told me she'd come with me to be there for support.
How was the ride?
It was good. It was all right.
Steven Asante?
Mistakes happen. It's just a part of life, you know? But I'm really nervous right now. Yep.
Now, remember, when he left the hospital, he'd lost like 80 pounds. He went in there, he was like 700 and something. He was just a little over 600, right? When he left the hospital, maybe like 620.
Because I don't want the doctor to give up on me. So I hope I show him enough today to prove to him that I can do it.
So he's at least under the impression that he's lost some weight.
706.
That number was 706.
That is not good.
706. He's gained about 100 pounds in the month he was gone. Let's see what the doctor has to say.
And do you remember how much you weighed when you left the hospital?
I was 624, I think.
You managed to gain 80 pounds. So, tell me what's going on with your eating habits.
I would kind of have pizza every now and then and stuff.
All right. So, if this is not working for you, I'm not going to be the one to write your death certificate. This is your last chance. You lose 60 pounds this next month. Stop abusing your pain meds and do this right, or you can go home.
Yeah, this is the perfect opportunity to talk about his painkiller addiction. He says it's because, you know, it's for his leg. And if you've seen a picture of his leg, you might be suffering some pain just looking at that thing. But yeah, I mean, the doctor's like, look, you're in pain because you're fat, right? Lose weight and you won't have any pain. And it's not pain, it's discomfort. You're just calling it pain so you can get pills. And throughout the episode, like, sometimes Princess will go to check on Steven because he hasn't been answering phone calls or hasn't gone to his doctor appointment. And you'll find that he's in the emergency room. And the reason why he's in the emergency room is to get more pain meds because he abuses them, right? He takes so many pain meds, they say, it could literally take down an elephant. Here's when Princess couldn't get a hold, like, no one could get a hold of Steven. Apparently, he was in the emergency room. He checked himself in to get drugs. So, Princess went to his apartment to see where he was at.
Steven just got a prescription filled, and it's hydrocodone, and it was 100 count, and they're gone. So, he took the equivalent to knock out an elephant. I think that he have a slight problem.
So he took all those pills and went to the hospital to go get more. Because I guess that's how you scam the system. So Dr. Nazardian, or whatever, the Indian dude, stops by Steven's place to have a chat with him.
Steven.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing okay. You're pulling your hair out.
Well, I'm not pulling it out like big, huge pieces.
Yeah, most of his hair is gone, except for like on the sides and in the back. Large swaths of hair is gone.
You're pulling your hair out.
Well, I'm not pulling it out like big, huge pieces, but yeah, they're like little strands.
I'll post a picture today.
Most people just say they're pulling their hair out as an expression, but you actually do it. You missed your appointment with me last week.
Do you think you lost any weight?
Well, I
oh my God, he's malfunctioning. That's pretty much all you need to know about Fatboy Get Down / Stephen Asante's appearance on last week's 600 Pound Life. So if you want to watch today's episode, you're not going to miss a thing. Right? You're going to be totally caught up. Again, I will probably play clips for you later in the week or next week or something. Moving on, there is a great new Uber fight that has hit the internet. Man, if you are an Uber driver, I feel for you. I can't imagine having to deal with this.
As soon as I get out,
you're not doing nothing, call a fucking cop!
See what I mean? Like, it starts off at 11.
I'm out of here. I'm gonna tell you brave to hit me. Fuck
say
out what, here.
Okay, say
why?
Whatever you
want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Alright, let me get out here. You get on my car.
No,
I'm telling
call
you.
Call the cops.
Exit my car. You're not gonna disrespect
me. Call the fucking cop!
I'm not taking you nowhere. You exit here.
Call the cop. I'm not getting out. You better call the cop.
Now, again, we've played clips like this before where the Uber driver is just like, I am not driving you anywhere. I'm going to pull over and you're going to get out. And the passenger never gets out. They feel entitled, you know, to their trip. That's what they're paying for, right?
You better call the cop. You better call the fucking cops.
You call the cops because you're making a big scene.
I don't
you
care.
Get on my
I'm
car.
Not staying right here. Call the cops.
You want to keep disrespecting me? You get
up.
Cut a cop.
You want to keep on disrespecting me? You get up.
Who's cut a cop? Who's he? It's cut a cop. Cut a cop.
Care about your boy.
She also does this thing, and I'm going to start using this because it really does help make your point. And I don't know if this is a black... I think this is a black thing, not to be racist. But it's that thing where you clap after every word, like, call the cops! I ain't going anywhere! I don't know if it's like a syllable thing, or it's the word. I would do it every syllable. You ain't giving me any opportunity to tell my side of the story! Now! Call the cop! Call the cop! Call the cops! Like she's starting a chant, right? at a baseball stadium. Call the cops! Call the cops! All right, I'm sorry. Let me play a little bit of this so you can hear what's going on.
Boyfriend. I don't care about your boyfriend,
okay?
Okay?
So
if you disrespect me, you get off.
I don't give a fuck. Call the cops.
All right, don't disrespect me.
Call the cops.
Do not
call
disrespect me.
Call the fucking cops. TLC, I know my TLC fucking little.
I don't care about that.
So call the cops, nigga!
You do it. You the one that's mad. This is the train station. Thank you. Get off.
I'm not getting out. Call the cops. I'm not getting out.
So are you going to shut up and I'll take you to
the station? Watch your mouth. I don't need to spit in your face. I'm from the... You better see my shit. I'm on the Daily News, nigga.
Get out. Get out of my car. Get out of my car. I'm not moving.
Now, you know, at one point he's like, are you going to calm down so I can drive? Like, he's trying to give her the opportunity to shut the fuck up and he'll take her, right? I think he's a reasonable guy.
The fuck?
All right, so we're gonna sit here.
I don't give a fuck.
We're gonna sit here. I'm not moving. You're still getting charged.
I don't give a fuck, and I'm gonna report you.
Take your turn here.
No, I'm not. You bugging the fuck out. You charging
so
me?
Don't disrespect me.
Yo, you're gonna.
Me.
Yo, all right. I will put myself in the face and call the cops. You did it. You going to jail?
All right, thank you.
Camera. You want to play?
I don't care.
You want to play yourself?
You want to get up?
You want to play yourself? I'll call the cops right now.
You want to get up?
You want to play yourself?
You want to get up?
You want to play yourself?
You want to get up?
I'm gonna tell him you're holding me against my will. Yo, play.
All right.
I just hit myself.
I'm not taking you. I'm not.
You're going to jail for domestic violence. You're gonna be sent.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. All right. So she's claiming domestic violence. But I don't know how that works. Later on, she claims rape as well.
My car.
The worst type of human being.
Are you gonna?
I'm gonna start kicking.
All right,
the
you be quiet. You be quiet.
I'll start kicking this
shit.
Call the cop.
Call the cop. Call the cop. Call the cop. All right, again, you hear him saying he wants to drive her if she'll just shut up.
I'll start bugging out. You better call the cop.
What's wrong with you?
She's gonna start bugging out.
You playing with me? You playing with talking about the child?
Because
you're your
disrespecting
face.
Me.
Y'all will violate disrespecting you, nigga. Me. I'll fucking violate you, stupid.
All right, go ahead. Thank you.
Fuck out of here.
This is the
I will take a strap on and fuck you up the ass, nigga.
Do you want to take
your
train?
Yo, you better. I will start violating this car.
Do you want to take
the train?
Throw
over his car. I'll violate. You're gonna either take me or you're gonna call my man and tell him that you're
I'll
not taking
you
me.
I'll take you there if you
call my man. What? Call my man and tell him you're not taking me.
There she goes clapping again.
My car.
Call him. My phone died. You're not taking me there.
That's not my fault.
Yo, stop.
Yeah, it's like, bitch, you shit out of luck. Your phone is dead. That's not his problem.
I'll start bugging out. Throw this shit over the car.
Do you
so
want
call
me to
my
take
man.
You to Andre?
Call my man. Man. You have his number because it's his credit card. And tell him.
Oh, of course, her man paid for this trip.
I was taking you to your destination since you until you start talking shit. I was taking you to your destination.
Why are you recording me? I'll record you.
Yeah, she's just now. She now saw that he's recording her with his phone.
Record you.
You just hit me in my face.
He just, whatever.
Now that's a new charge. This is the first time we've heard that he's hit her in her face. But that didn't happen.
Just hit me. I'm going to call the cops and get you locked up.
I didn't hit.
Yeah, she did hit. Well, she's like hitting the back of his seat. I don't know if her fist slipped and hit his head or
so
what.
So I hit here. Call the cops.
All right, so don't hit my car.
Call the cops.
Don't hit my car.
Call the cops. Do not
call
let me out.
Call the cops.
Take me to my man. Which one?
All right, I'll take you to a destination if you be quiet.
Yeah.
I okay. got
Do not disrespect me.
All right. We've come to an understanding. She's going to be quiet and he will drive.
You got something for you when you get there, though.
Okay, so I'm not even going no
more. Okay, she sort of threatened him. Like, there's something there waiting for you when you get there, though. And it's like, yeah, okay, now he's totally not going to want to go wherever you want him to go.
So, see, why you couldn't
I swear to God, I'm not taking you.
Okay, so call the cops.
You call the cops. I'm not moving.
Take me.
I am not moving. I am not moving.
Okay, so call the cops.
I'm not moving.
Okay, I don't care. So call my boyfriend and send me another Uber.
No, you call him. You call him.
You don't have a charger.
I'm not taking you. I'm not taking you. Get out of my car. You call him.
Tell me, send me. All right, you want to play?
I don't care. I don't care.
I'm going to post a link to this on the show notes because it goes on for 9 minutes, and I just I can't play all 9 minutes today. But I will fast forward here to, like, let's say the 5-minute mark and see how this conversation is progressing.
You shouldn't be talking.
Oh, you shouldn't be.
Yeah, no. I don't mind. I work for myself.
More okay. clapping.
I'm self-employed. So.
She starts screaming out the window, asking people, like, just strangers for help.
Hi.
Do whatever you gotta
Hi.
Do. I got
Good
you.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. I'll kick your phone in your face.
Yeah. Get out my car. Get out my car.
Can you call the cops, please? He won't. My phone is dead. He won't call the cops. Please call the cops.
Yeah. Go ahead.
After, you know, about 10 minutes, she does finally get out of the car because that's what's going to happen, right? You're in someone else's car, right? But I think she spilled some of her juice in his car.
Get out of my car. Report TLC, report to anybody you want. I'm not taking you.
There she goes. Yeah, I think she threw her juice bottle down there.
Bitches. This is why you don't take who fucking right, fucking bitch. See what she did? Stupid Bronx bitch.
Did he say drunk bitch or a Bronx bitch? Like, are women from the Bronx just the worst? I don't know. I don't know much about New York City.
Fucking disrespectful bitch. See people? You see females, right?
I would watch what you're saying here if you're gonna post this. I mean, you want people to sympathize with you, right? Aren't bitches the worst? All women.
I'm not saying all the females.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
Some bitches like this. Fucking thot. This is uptown New York, man. Bronx. Those stupid bitches out here, man.
Yep, Bronx.
Sorry for my language.
All right, there you go. If you want to hear the whole fight, and it is pretty entertaining, check out our show notes, distortedview.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, you're missing out. Yesterday was a very fun program. Tomorrow we'll be doing another exclusive show. Check out the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. Memberships are very inexpensive. It's only $6.99 a month. And for that small price, you get access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do bonus material, you know, in the form of exclusive shows, video casts, that type of thing, mini shows. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. Memberships are even less expensive when you opt for a quarterly or semi-annual yearly membership. You get the price down to like five something a month. So it's not a bad deal. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. And Sideshow members are the reason this show continues. This is how I support myself. So thank you to all of my current Sideshow members. Okay, three quick stories and we'll get the hell out of here. First up, Nivea. You know, the beauty brand Nivea. There's also like Nivea for men. I've used Nivea products. I'm also a proud white man, which I guess is the demographic that Nivea is going after, if their latest advertisement is any indication. Yes, I should make this today's featured image. I was going to make something else today's featured image. Oh, Stephen Asante pulling his hair out. I'll try to include one in the show notes and one as a featured image. The ad is a woman. You don't see her face. You just see the back of her. And there's the caption, "White is purity." I mean, you know, Nivea cream is white, very white. And white is like a pure color. I mean, not talking about skin tones or anything, but the color white is, you know, it's pure white, right? But, I mean, it's a poor choice of words, I guess. Nivea has pulled a deodorant ad that declared white is purity after people protested that the slogan is racist, and after others hijacked the ad's online campaign with comments about white supremacy. Yeah, neo-Nazis love this ad.
Hey, white man, I hate seeing white women with African coons.
I also hate seeing white women with dry, crackly skin. That's what's so great about Nivea. They're against coons and against dry skin.
We see them and their half-breed, kinky-headed offspring everywhere. They ought to be arrested for eye pollution and deported to Africa for treason.
All right, thank you, Glenn. That was Glenn Miller, for those of you that don't remember, or maybe you weren't listening a few years ago when we featured him. He's a man who was running for Congress. He didn't really have a lot of ideas. It was just he was on an anti-coon platform, I guess. And that was part of his campaign, like his commercial. That was a real radio spot for a man running for Congress or, you know, a senator, House of Representatives or something. Doesn't matter. He wasn't a real candidate. He was a write-in. Anyway, I befriended him, and then a few years later, he shot up a Jew center. You know how there's that game, 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, where you can link any celebrity to Kevin Bacon in 6 steps? Now that I'm linked to Glenn Miller, I wonder if you could link me to other instances of anti-Semitism or just any sort of world catastrophe. I wonder if you could link me to the World Trade Center attacks from Glenn Miller somehow. 6 degrees of terrorism. Like if Glenn Miller knew a guy who harassed someone in the family of like an Arab who was the brother of one of the guys who flew into the World Trade Center or something. I bet you could link me back there somehow. All right, I'm sorry. Let's get back to this story. So Nivea pulled the deodorant ad that declared white is purity. You know, white supremacists were loving this. The ad, which appeared in a Facebook post last week, originally targeted the German... Oh, Jesus. They're a German skincare company? Things aren't looking good for Nivea now. All right, the plot thickens. They were targeting Nivea's followers in the Middle East. It was intended to promote Nivea's Invisible for Black and White... What? Invisible for Black and White deodorant that depicted the back of a woman's head with long, wavy, dark hair that tumbled over an all-white outfit. Underneath the woman's locks was the slogan, in all caps, "White is purity." The caption on Nivea's Facebook post read, "Keep it clean, keep it bright. Don't let anything ruin it." Obviously, they were talking about, you know, the color, you know, they weren't talking about race or anything like that. The post was quickly condemned by those who saw it as promoting racist rhetoric. What the hell is this? White purity, one Twitter user said. Of course this all happened on Twitter. That's where outrage starts now, Twitter. Shame, shame, shame on you. Fire your marketing person and anyone who approved this ad. Another Twitter user took images of racist comments that had been left on the Facebook post. Oh, I want to see that. Some referencing the Holocaust. One white supremacist group commented, "We enthusiastically support this new direction your company is taking. I'm glad we can all agree that hashtag white is purity." Another comment, "Nivea has chosen our side, and the most liked comments are glorious," another Twitter user said. One showed Pepe the Frog, a meme that in recent years was co-opted by white supremacists and has been declared a hate symbol. Another showed a picture of Nazi leader Adolf Hitler, who had soft, supple skin, edited to depict him with the glowing orbs of light for eyes. Okay. A handful of threads on the anonymous online forum 4chan praised Nivea ad slogan, apparent if unintended link to white supremacy, and encouraged people to like all comments and buy their products. Is Nivea, dare I say, our guy? One 4chan user wondered. Nivea has since deleted the Facebook post, though images of the ad are widely available, including on distortedview.com. representatives for Nivea's parent company, Bierstorff Global, very German, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. However, the company appeared to spend much of the day individually replying to people on Twitter. Standard stuff like, the Middle East post was not meant to be offensive. We apologize. We value diversity and tolerance. Yada, yada, yada. Second story we have for you today, an Oklahoma City man who says he is from an apocalyptic future. This is starting off pretty well, this story, okay? Yeah, an Oklahoma City man who says he's from the future spent his time back in the present violently demanding 2016 fast food. Is this because of that damn Rick and Morty episode that everyone's talking about? This sounds like the delusional rantings of some guy who was watching Adult Swim at, like, midnight. For those of you that don't know, and by the way, I'm totally behind this campaign. I don't really watch Rick and Morty. I want to, it's just I haven't caught it. And, you know, I think someone sent me a bunch of their episodes, maybe on DVD or something. To look into that. But anyway, so on a recent episode of Rick and Morty, right, Rick wanted to go back to 1998 so he could get McDonald's special Szechuan dipping sauce for his chicken McNuggets. Definitely sounds like a show I'd be into. Now, this McNugget sauce was only available for a short time, and it was like a movie tie-in with Mulan. Remember that Disney movie, Mulan? So McDonald's introduced an Asian-themed dipping sauce for their chicken McNuggets, and apparently it was divine, right? It was really good. And so that's what the whole Rick and Morty thing is. Now people are demanding McDonald's bring back this sauce. There's a petition. People are flooding McDonald's with Twitter requests and stuff. Apparently, one of the chefs at McDonald's, because they have like corporate chefs and stuff, said he would look into the feasibility of bringing it back. Fucking feasibility. It's fucking sauce. How can you not? It's like these people, like, you know, they were trying to bring back Crystal Pepsi for 20 plus years. How hard is it? It's all the same fucking shit, right? It's corn syrup and I don't know what else goes in pop, but corn syrup is the main ingredient, and there's plenty of that shit around. Give the people what they want. It, you know, and McDonald's is hurting for customers. This is generating buzz. Imagine if McDonald's was like, yeah, you know, give us a month to, you know, make this shit, and then you'll be able to get it at McDonald's. There'd be a huge group of people going to purchase this crap. You know, before the internet and social media, it was hard for companies like McDonald's to gauge what people wanted. Who the fuck is filling out comment cards? You know, that or writing a letter to the company. Now people demand what they want, and if enough people demand it, then it becomes a thing. It becomes a hashtag on social media. And if the company responds positively and brings back the food, you know, that's more good press for them and more business. Come on! Don't you people want sales? Like, how much is it going to really cost McDonald's to manufacture some fucking chicken McNugget sauce? That's not what we're talking about, though, right? This is a different story. An Oklahoma City man, let's try this again, who says he's from an apocalyptic future spent his time back in present day violently demanding 2016 fast food. Dante Anderson was arrested after allegedly pushing an Arby's manager. Well, this took place at Arby's. What did Arby introduce in 1998 that is no longer available? You know what I would like back from Arby's is their loaded potato bites. Is that what they're called? Loaded potato something? They're like these little potato cakes, but inside was stuffed cheese and bacon and all sorts of good stuff. They were delicious, but they don't have that anymore. I'm going to go back in time. I need to create a cartoon that demands this product. All right. Yes, he was arrested for pushing an Arby's manager, jumping over a counter, and stealing chicken and bacon from the roast beef joint. Oklahoma City's Gay Knight. Well, that's an awful name. They had a tough time in school. Oklahoma, that's why he became a police officer. Get back at all the kids that made fun of him. Gay Knight said that Anderson said that he was from 4 years in the future. Why would you go back in time only 4 years? And that his actions are how people feed themselves in 2020. He said that everyone on his Earth is dead and also apparently had time to work up an appetite because he walked here from there. He walked from the future? The 36-year-old had asked for food at a Carl's Jr. nearby before being forced to settle for Arby's. Oh, not a good advertisement for Arby's. Knight said that Anderson was possibly under the influence of some sort of narcotic or intoxicant. No. Or suffering from some sort of break with reality. He's charged with robbery, assault, and destruction of property after damaging cars by kicking them. Final story we have for you today. Remember the other day, and I don't remember if this was a Sideshow exclusive program or a free Sideshow, where a woman was at a restaurant screaming at a couple because they were making out or the guy had his arm around her. Here is just a little bit from that interaction.
Oh, it's on video. So we'll see who's harassing who later.
You're f***ing your girlfriend in a public restaurant acting like a prostitute. You need to leave. You told me to leave while I'm in my order while you're making out with that slut.
Okay.
Really, you're beeping out slut? When I played it on the show originally, there was no beeps.
Okay.
It's from
a
news site.
You're such an airhead. You're so dumb. You're sexually harassing me. You and that slut.
Well, you are harboring a lot of shit, and you're just letting it all out.
So you
go
know
ahead.
What?
Go ahead. This is cathartic.
I don't want to watch you make out with that person while I'm trying to order
good.
Food.
So I've got an update. Yeah, now we're moving this to the news segment of the show. Yeah, this is making the real news. A woman in Santa Monica, California acted as if PDA was a crime after she freaked out on a couple for kissing in public. According to Wet Paint, I don't know what that is. I think it's some website. The incident occurred on March 31st. The shocking footage surfaced after the boyfriend of the woman being kissed inside the restaurant took to Reddit, saying, "I had my arms around her from behind, and maybe I kissed her on the top of the head once or twice, but that was the extent of it." Apparently, the woman, who was wearing a red San Francisco sweater, that's very important, that's an important detail, we'll get back to that, lost her damn mind, right? She was totally attacking this couple for making out. Now, I thought she was, like, maybe one of those sexually repressed people, maybe like a Christian, like hardcore Christian or something. That theory is out the window now because the internet has done its thing. They tracked her down, you know, because nothing is private on the internet. The folks over at Wet Paint uncovered a shocking discovery about the anti-PDA woman. According to the site, some genius on the internet was able to identify the woman and, drum roll, please, she's a cam girl. She shows her tits and jine for cash on the internet. Now, I know, like, we're not supposed to call women ugly anymore. It's like body shaming or something. But I can't help myself here. This is an ugly woman. I don't know how much money she's making cam whoring. You know, the thing about it is, though, the one place ugly guys, right? Sad, disgusting men who couldn't normally get laid. The one time they can be picky is when they're online paying for this stuff. You have a choice when looking at whores online. Pick one you like. Pick a pretty one, right? So she's got, here's the thing also. She's not thin. Neither am I, right? She's a fat bitch. And the thing is with these cam whores, like this fat woman thought to herself, I got big tits. I can totally be a cam girl. Because when you're fat, your tits get big. And, you know, it's not the same as being attractive and thin and beautiful with big tits. It's fat, flappy, floppy tits. They shouldn't be categorized as big tits anymore. Big tits on a fat woman, they're just obese tits. When big boobs are described to someone, they should include that information. It should be like, yeah, she's got really big tits, but they're OTs. You know, they're obese tits. Because, you know, big tits don't do anything for me, you know, on a fat woman. All right, so her name is Anna Storelli, and she's got a Facebook page. Not very attractive there either. The woman on Facebook is a huge fan of San Francisco sports teams, right? So, you know, all these pieces seem to fit. It appears that we're dealing with the same woman here. I did my own search, and of course, right, because I'm a journalist, and I found her Twitter sheet.
Oh, Twitter sheet.
And I think there's something wrong with her mentally. She spent a lot of time talking about Jeff. I never met Jeff. Don't worry, I'm not dating my sister's boyfriend. I never met Jeff. Don't worry, I'm not dating. These are all new posts, by the way. Don't worry, I know how much she hates my boyfriend, fiance, and husband, JB, who I love so much. I am not dating her boyfriend, Jeff. I never met or dated Jeff. That goes on for a while. Her most recent tweet is from March 23rd, where she gives out her phone number. Don't worry, freaks, I tried calling. It's been disconnected. But also, like, in her... Oh, my God. She's got a lot of pictures, and you can see her floppy tits. So maybe I'll post a link on the show notes today to this woman's Twitter sheet so you can check her out for yourself. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, love to hear from you guys. Yada, yada, yada. You know the drill. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. But first, let's check in with our special Patreon line just for patrons.
Timmy Boo, what a do, Canadian Sideshow Freak, Sunshine Bunny Crush. Hey, on a recent show, I think either today or yesterday's, you read a news story about a Wi-Fi enabled dildo that people were worried were going to get hacked. And I've seen that news story making the rounds. It even hit my Google News alert. Here's my thought on this, and maybe I'm just getting fucking jaded, not only, you know, 10 years of your show, but just being angry all the time. I think the company is making this up to just get their name in the news, because who is going to avoid a headline that reads, you know, beware of rogue berserk dildos? I mean, obviously I'm going to read that. But
well, I kind of agree with you, but this is, like, such bad press. I mean, when it comes to, like that's what people are afraid of the most, really. I don't want my vagina shots to be circulating on the internet, right? So I think if people read this, they might not want to purchase the product, right? Like, I am going to stay away from dildos that have cameras in them.
Going to avoid... a headline that...
You're right, though. The name is out there. Now we all know the name of the company. I don't remember it, but...
You know, beware of rogue berserk dildos. I mean, obviously, I'm going to read that. But I think they're making it up. I'm not going to say nobody is going to go out and try to hack these dildos. I'm just saying it's probably not going to happen. But, you know, I'll...
That's true, too. I mean, like, what are the odds that there are so many people... using this dildo that would be easy to track down, you know, because like if one person in every town had this dildo, it would be very difficult to find them,
or be it for me to tell the media that they might be getting lied to. Anyway, you are great. You are a bastion of hope in this dreary world. Jugu.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this dildo is going to be a particularly hot seller to begin with, so it's going to be hard to find these people if you're just, you know, driving up and down the street trying to find this particular, you know, Wi-Fi network.
Your voicemail has been hacked by the phone losers of America.
So he's saying that the phone has been hacked? And by that he means he's called into the voicemail line? Okay. You got me. Brad Carter, who is the host of Phone Losers of America, is a listener of DB, so I think he's maybe talked about the show on his program, and that got his listeners excited, and they wanted to call in and mess around. Okay, thank you very much. Phone Losers of America, check out that podcast. He makes prank phone calls and stuff, so if you like prank phone calls, check it out.
Hello, Timothy James Henson. It's Surly here.
Hi,
hope
Surly.
You're doing well.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I called in, mostly because I knew I was going to be off of work for a while, so I let a couple of shows pile up so that I could binge listen to them while I was sitting at home. Mm-hmm. I had a surgery recently. Right now I have a 5-inch long pin stuck from my second toe in through my foot, and it's going to stay like that for 3 to 4 weeks.
Why? Why would you do that to yourself? Now, this probably isn't like a cosmetic thing, right?
And I have another couple weeks of not getting to walk still, which really fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But I was calling
because... Does your foot look like Stephen Asante's?
Because I had a similar surgery a couple years ago, and I had called into the line while I was all doped up on the lovely painkillers that they prescribe, and they are still prescribing them, and they are still lovely, and
yeah,
perhaps I'm blurring right now and can't tell. Not really sure. I'm sure
I'm
battling.
You're doing pretty good.
Certainly happens. But that said, I wanted to point out a difference in one of the things the pain management folks do between 4 years ago and now. So you know how everybody's gabbing about the opioid epidemic and how
right.
you see stuff on TV about like, oh, take this drug because, you know, opioids cause your shit to pretty much just stop. Well, so 4 years ago, they didn't say anything about that to you when they give you the pills. They just give you the pills and are like, go off and be on your own. And then all of a sudden you stop shitting for like 3 weeks and it's like, ah! When you finally do, it's like not even on the Bristol stool chart. It's just these little like...
Maybe that's Stephen Asante's problem. Maybe that's why he's so fat. He just hasn't, he hasn't taken a shit in like 7 years.
Diamond nuggets of hell.
Ugh.
Anyway,
sharp,
nowadays, they like totally brief you. Like, you're going to take this. And it's going to make you have problems, and here are the things that you should do, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, my God. The opioid epidemic is real if they're giving this advice to everyone that they give drugs to.
You'll be shitting boulders in about a month.
Anyway, just a drugged-out observation from a babbly Kirsten.
All right.
You have a good one.
Thank you. Oh,
bye.
Bye. Bye. Yes, Colin.
Hey, Tim, this is Semen Vape. I know I've not called in a while. And
Semen Vapor? Okay.
You know, I usually use something really fucked-hearted or, you know, I talk about something stupid. And hey, you probably think this is stupid, too. But, you know, I've been watching a lot of, you know, Red Bar Radio lately.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
I think you should up your game, you know. I know you're doing good for yourself. You know, if you weren't, you wouldn't be doing this, but... I think you should be upping your game a bit, dude. Like, Mike David's doing all this shit. Dude, why aren't you... This podcast is even older than that show. You know, why aren't you doing, like, live video feeds and, you know, all this crazy stuff? Like, you had the video game idea. You had this whole idea about the video games. You were talking about how you wanted to, like, cut up you being bad at Legend of Zelda. That's a good venture. You know, there's a guy out there named Darkside Phil who's famous for that. He's famous for being really bad at video games. Difference is... The guy's convinced that he's good at video games and shit like that, so people don't really like him.
Yeah.
Now, you could capitalize on that.
Yeah, that would totally be me, but I know I'm bad.
Know that you are bad at video games, and then just... And the people can come to that content,
yeah.
You know, without feeling
you're
like
right.
they're, you know, being treated like shit. I'm just saying, you know, you need to do something so distorted view comes back on top, is, you know... Come on, dude. Come on, Tim. I like this podcast. You need to get out there.
You're right. I do have grand ideas. Executing them is a little more difficult. And the problem is, and I know the show is only an hour, but it takes me a long time to do a show. I'm just not that good, right? So I do a daily show. I don't know what... is Red Bar still doing a daily show? Or do they do it like every couple days or something? I would love to get on that schedule. I don't think you guys would be behind me, though. I think you want your show every day. Also, the name of the program is Distorted View Daily. I'd have to change the name of the program if I was going to do it every day. But if I didn't do it every day, then I could do some other stuff. I could work more heavily on video content and stuff like that. But it is something that I am looking into. And looking into. You know, I'm running the numbers, talking to some people. But yeah, there will be more video content. And definitely me doing video game stuff, because that's not too complicated for me to do. I can just play video games, which is sort of what I do to relax anyway, my very stressful life. And, you know, I can just cut it up the way I want to and just the good parts share with you. I don't know. We've tried it before. I did it with, Minecraft. I did a Minecraft video last year, the year before, a couple Minecraft videos, some No Man's Sky stuff, some other random video games. So I'll get back into it. I mean, it kind of wasn't worth it if I'm just posting it on YouTube, because I don't get a lot of views that way, which might also be because I don't post anything on YouTube anymore. But yeah, I mean, I got to start doing more video content. I agree. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail in for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Isn't it? Oh, God.
Well,
spread the distortion STD to all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. And then I'll be back on Friday to end the week with a program for everyone. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been.
Every time he squeezed his dick, every time he jerked off, he would fart from his penis. He peeved. He queefed out of his penis.